Hello, dear friends, dear listeners. So it's going to be a bit noisy because this is a car recorded podcast. So I wanted to share some of my thoughts. I had an interesting conversation and something came out saying, wow, Thomas, everything is currently happening to you. Everything is building up, you know? I was thinking, and so some may say, wow, that's luck, that's the law of attraction, stuff like that. Well, the law of attraction is something that's pretty great, but it doesn't work without you taking action. And that's the point I want to make. So, of course, I am binding this to the fact that I am a 10x certified coach by Grant Cardone, which means that we 10x everything. We 10x our efforts, we 10x our objectives, we 10x our actions. It's always about taking massive actions. It's always about, you know, having that... Well, if you have an objective, by the way, here's a question for you. Do you really have an objective? I'm not talking about an objective like, ooh, I want to be happy in my life, ooh, I want to retire in 2 years, stuff like that. No, the objective has to be something that's tangible, that's going to make you, you know, get excited. And once you reach your objective, by the way, it's not the end. Because then you move to the next objective. I think Arnold Schwarzenegger says it pretty well in his latest book. So, do you have a tangible objective? So, the easiest type of tangible objective you can have nowadays, in the 21st century, is about money. What is your financial objective? So, say you want to retire in 2 years, which means that for the next 20 years, you need to have enough money that to sustain you for the next 20 years every month, because life is not going to be cheap. So how much is that? How much you need? Or I want to be the most successful CEO. Okay, right. The most successful CEO at the moment runs around 200 billion. So if you want to be a more successful one, your objective has to be 201 billion dollars or euros. So you see, that's an objective, that's a tangible objective, that's a measurable objective, and that's important. So what's your financial objective? Give me a real, for this year, let's make it for this year. This year, tell me, this year I want to have in my possession, on my bank account, after taxes and all the la-la-la, how much do you want to have on your bank account? Many people say, and I was the first one to say that, 1 million. Because when you haven't reached the million level, you think that that's the holy grail. And from whatever tells, once you get to 1 million, it's not that much. In fact, it's true. If you divide 1 million by everything that life costs, that all the taxes and so on, not the taxes, because I said that's what's on your bank account, but still, you're paying taxes, you're paying VAT each time you buy something, etc., etc. So, let's say you want to reach 1 million. Make it another goal if you want. It can be anything, as long as it's a tangible goal that you can measure for this year. Right? Now that you have reached that 1 million objective in your head, multiply it by 10. So you no longer want to reach 1 million, you want to reach 10 million. You're going to say, okay, 10 million, so what's the difference? So, well, the difference is that now we're going to do something that Grant calls do the math. Whatever you are selling or doing or your salary whatsoever, how much per month do you, well, you divide 10 million by, let's make it a round figure instead of dividing by 12. I'm lazy, so I divide it by 10. So let's divide this by 10. That will be 10 million divided by 10, 1 million per month, right? I'm selling, let's say, products that are worth 1,000 euros, which means, excuse me, which means that I have to sell 1,000 of these products per month. Let's make a month 30 days. That's 1,000 products divided by 30. That's 33. I need to sell 33 products per day. So, is that possible? Is that not possible? That depends on what you are selling, of course. So, now some of you are going to say, but Thomas, I cannot sell 33 products per day. That's just too much. No, it's too much for you as one person. So you have to find a way to compress time. What do I mean by that? It means that you only have 24 hours in a day. I'm not going to say that you should sleep less. No, 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 because you need to be rested to take massive action. So you sleep 8 hours. Let's take 8 hours. That's nice to sleep 8 hours. Sleep 8 hours, that leaves you with 16 hours. Out of the 16 hours, you want to take 1 hour to do some exercise because that exercise is necessary for your body. You want to take out of it 1 hour, let's say, I'm living in France, so let's say 2 hours for food and family. So that's three, that leaves you 13 hours. 13 hours to work. 13 hours to work may sound not enough, but if you work with another person, those 13 hours are now 26 hours. If you work with two other people, that's 39 hours. So you see, by thinking differently, you act differently. You take action in a very different way. So we could go on with this calculation on and on. And you will see that the more people you add, the more time you have. So the more you're going to sell, the more you're going to reach your objective. That's very interesting, because very often, even at a CEO level, at a business owner level, you can think like that. When you're a solopreneur, very often the only thing you think about is that you have to do everything on your own. Very stressingly, I was thinking exactly like that. But the day I moved towards 10X, my way of thinking, my attitude, my approach to problem changed, and my actions changed. And I'm no more stopping with trying to do everything on my own. I get people to help me. I get people to work with me, for me, right? Of course, I'm trying to find people. I cannot take employees at the moment because I'm still at the development of the company. But I can take contractors. I can find people who are paid on commission. By the way, side comment here again. The only way to increase your revenue is to work on a commission basis, because your revenue will be based on the amount of work, of actions that you're taking. If you work for a salary, whatever you do, you will not get a raise. You need to make twice more per month. No company is going to give you a 100% raise. Well, I haven't seen that. So if you know a company doing that, let me know. My son may be looking for a job in a few years, even though I want him to become an entrepreneur and a business owner too, and that's what he wants, by the way. So again, side comment. I'm sidetracking here from time to time. So again, get to your objective. Work on your objective. So today's task, I would say, define an objective and 10x that objective. Excuse me. Talking gives you a dry throat. Here is another thing. Maybe it's not about money. I was coaching once a guy, and he said, Thomas, my objective is to buy an apartment. Okay, let's say 150,000 euros apartment where he's living. Okay, so I said, that's your objective. And it didn't sound a very exciting objective. And by the way, it wasn't driving him to take massive action, because he didn't need to do that much to get to that apartment. But then after talking, he admitted that, in fact, no, he wanted to buy that 150K apartment to start to have something that would allow him, that will allow him, sorry, to buy a house, an 800,000 euro house. So during the coaching, it became clear to him that his objective was not the 150K apartment, but the 800,000K house. And I can tell you, his attitude, his approach, his actions changed massively. And he showed me how he's working now. He showed me his daily schedule. It's completely different. And the guy is different in his head. So that's it, guys, for today. Do that exercise. Define an objective, 10x that objective. And start thinking about it every day. Morning when you wake up, at night when you go to bed. And let's see what it gives. Let me know. Bye-bye.